Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
I do have a good one. Then I have to pay my corporate tax by August 30th, and my accountant just sent me a massive bill, and I'm feeling some anxiety about getting enough money in to make all my bills this month because people are slow to pay. And yeah, so is that more in alignment? Like, I'm feeling some anxiety around that.
Yeah, absolutely, because that has an end date, right? And your body's naturally gone to the worry about it, and we can shift that.
Okay.
So before we actually get to clearing the anxiety, all of these tools that we work with the unconscious mind are very fast because the unconscious mind is very fast. However, the setup and explaining it takes longer. So the first thing that we need to do is we need to just determine where your timeline is. So I'm just going to read to you, and I just want you to follow my instructions. Are we good with that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, Christy, where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say is from right to left or from front to back or up to down or in some direction in relation to your body. And it is not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past, to what direction would you point?
To the left.
Okay. And your future, what direction would you point if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your future?
To the right.
Beautiful. Now, when I say a line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Close your eyes, float up above your timeline. Good. Make sure you are looking through your own eyes. And now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Good. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. And now float out into the future. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now float up higher. Float up so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long. Good. Float back to now and float down into now and come back into the room. How is that?
Very interesting.
Congratulations.
So that was just a practice float, Christy, just because a lot of people don't even really know what that means to float. And however you did it was perfect for you. There's no right or wrong way to do this. So that was just a practice float for you to go. So wherever you went was completely fine.
Okay. Okay.
Sometimes people, we get into performance anxiety about, am I doing this right? And blah, 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 blah. However you did it was perfect because, again, we're working with your unconscious mind, and whatever that means to you is different than what it would mean to Teresa, to Melissa, to me, for anybody else here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And congratulations on your first float.
Yay.
And for following my instructions. And for using your imagination, because that's all this is using your imagination.
Mm. Cool.
So I'm going to let Billy take you through the actual exercise. We're going to calibrate the level of your anxiety before we start and calibrate it at the end so that we can see that shift.
Okay. So Christy, you said you have to pay your
tax.
Is there a specific date that you have to do that by?
I have to pay it by August 30th or I'm going to get a penalty.
Got it. Okay. So August, so basically by the end of this month.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's use the date of September 1st.
Okay.
That, you know, that's the end date. So remember we were saying that the unconscious mind is the home of the imagination? So this is where your imagination is going to come in. All right? Because again, right now, you're imagining the worst that could happen. Mm-hmm. So we're going to shift that and imagine the successful completion. So whatever that means to you, successful completion, just bring that to mind for a moment of what that means. And I'm assuming it's like you're paying all your bills, everything's done.
Yeah.
We're all good, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly. So whatever that picture is, because remember, we like creating pictures. That's how our unconscious mind loves pictures. Just bring up that picture when I guide you there. Okay. Now, and anytime we do any work with the unconscious mind, as we said at the beginning, you know, we need to give it a lot more respect than we do. We want to always ask permission. Christy, is it all right with your unconscious mind for us to make this change today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Beautiful. And you see, that was an out loud, congruent yes. If there was like, okay. We would maybe ask more questions, because sometimes, remember, the unconscious mind has purposes for something, everything. So we really want to have that respect level that she knows that, okay, she's prepared to do that and that her unconscious mind is going to show up to play. Okay. Now, on a scale of one, do we always calibrate, right? Where is it now and where was it? Where is it after? And as Melissa alluded to, a lot of these techniques that we teach, the setup, the explaining takes way longer. The change works really fast because the unconscious mind works really, really, really fast. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, Christy, of, you know, 0, well, let's say 0 to 10. 0 meaning you have no anxiety around it at all. 10 being like, this is the most anxious you've ever been, ever. Where are you right now when it comes to this incident about your corporate taxes?
About a 6.5. Am I allowed to go with halves?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whatever your unconscious mind says.
Okay, got it.
Whatever you want. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so 6.5. All right. So every time we work with the unconscious mind, the other thing we want to do is really ground. And when we ground is because we're getting back into our body, that's where our unconscious mind lives, right? It's our emotional body. It's literally every cell in our nervous system. So the first thing we're going to get you to do, Christy, if you're crossing your legs or anything, just uncross them, just kind of sit comfortably. I'm going to just have you close your eyes and take a big deep breath and blow out hard, huff, so you can hear the exhale on your exhale. Beautiful. Good. Just do that a couple more times, because that's getting out of our conscious monkey mind into back into our body unconscious. Beautiful. Okay. So now, Christy, I want you to bring to mind that picture of what you were anxious about. Okay. I want you to float up above your timeline. Just imagine your timeline. Just float up above your timeline. And now I want you to float out to the future, 15 minutes past the successful completion of what you thought you were anxious about. So morning of September 1st, whatever that timing is for you, I want you to float out to your future 15 minutes past the successful completion of what you thought you were anxious about. Are you there? Good. Now turn and look toward now. And now ask yourself, where's the anxiety?
Right in here. You can see that.
Okay. So I want you to bring up the picture of the successful completion. Are you bringing up the picture of successfully completing this?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Now look toward now and ask yourself, where is the anxiety?
Still in the same place, but a little less.
Okay. So that picture that you have of the successful completion, I want you to really make it brighter. I want you to make it as vibrantly colorful, the feelings of whatever bring when you have completed that, whether you're feeling joy, excitement, relief. I want you to pump up the feelings that we call the kinesthetic of that. What are the sounds? Are you hearing yourself say, okay, good job, Christy, we did it. What are you hearing? So really pump up that picture a little bit. You got it?
Hearing like sighs of relief, hearing like, this is way better than I imagined.
Good.
There's extra.
Yes, there's extra. Love it. Beautiful. Okay, now look toward now. Where's the anxiety?
It's not there. Like, I don't feel it.
Hey, beautiful. All right, flow back to now and come back into the room. On a scale of 1 to 10, Christy, or 0 to 10, Christy, where's your anxiety?
0.
Yay, you were an egg. Congratulations. You see how easy that is? The unconscious mind is like, okay, job done. Christy's now focusing on what it should be and not what it shouldn't be. And now I don't have to be here anymore. It is literally easy as that. And you guys, I have an easy button on my desk because the amount of times I hear this, I'm like, yes, it was. It doesn't have to be hard. That, again, is programming telling us that it needs to be hard. That to releasing anxiety like that, oh, that must be a hoax or it must be, you know, a scam. It's not. Everything is serving a purpose. The programming tells us that, oh, I have anxiety, so I can't fill in the blank. Right? You know that movie Inside Out? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that children's movie when that second one came out and they introduced anxiety and it looked like a little electrocuted troll? Like, I got really mad. I'm like, why are they teaching people that this is a normal emotion? And then I calm myself down because I have young children, right? I calm myself down. And then when I watched the movie, I was like, it was a beautiful movie because it literally is saying that it's there to serve a purpose. And as long as you don't let it take control, remember anxiety took control of the panel and it just went, they short-circuited everything and just went crazy because she let the anxiety take over. That's when that's when your emotions are controlling you as opposed to you controlling your emotions. And this anxiety clearing exercise, which is what this is called, we call it ACE for short. This is all that it is. It's literally a quick clear the screen, go back from like, let's release the horror show. Let's put up the love story. And you can use this as needed. There, you cannot overdose on this. All right. A lot of our techniques are like use as needed, right? It's not like you can only take it every 4 to 6 hours. You could do this if it comes back up again, Christy, like all of a sudden you start thinking about it again. Boom, do this again. And what's happening is every time you're doing that, you are building that neural pathway deeper and deeper and deeper so that your brain doesn't go naturally to the, oh my gosh, how is it going to go wrong? Then you start training, literally training your brain to go to the love story as opposed to, you know, what we call Victim Island, right? This is what we teach. We teach you from getting from Victim Island over here to Solution City. Life's going to happen. The CRA is not going away. Trust me, I'm going through my own CRA nonsense right now. And it got me. I'm not going to lie. It got me over here on Victim Island for a moment. And then I was like, I don't like it over here. It doesn't feel good. I'm going to come back over here. What can I do? What can I do to get this done? Right? How is life happening for me? What can I learn through this? Instead of getting caught up in the, why is this happening? No. Because that's just wasting, you know, precious energy of ours. So this technique is one of many. This is like a baby technique. Right. Like as Melissa said, like if you have generalized anxiety, then we bring the big guns. Like that's timeline therapy, which again is very quick. It's just we want to get to the root cause. What's the root cause of that anxiety? Right. It's not just the taxes. It's not just, you know, the sound of this person's voice. It's not just this person's. There's something there that is, again, connected. We call this the gestalt, which Melissa, maybe we can bring up that slide because I think it's one of the next slides, actually.
It is. And just before we go there, I want to add a couple of things that when we were talking about the unconscious mind and its role is to preserve the body and keep you alive. When you are running the movie screen in your mind of the horror show and everything that can go wrong, your unconscious mind is on alert because it thinks it needs to keep you safe. And the moment you show the successful completion, the moment you show it that, the unconscious mind goes, oh, she's safe. She's good. Not needed anymore. And literally that's why the anxiety leaves your body. Because remember, the unconscious mind is the home of the emotional body. The unconscious mind has just gone, oh, not needed. Boom. It has left your body.
And did y'all notice the shift in Christy? When she started, it's actually worked out better than I thought. You see how even her voice shifted? Because physiologically, her body all changed, right? Because it touches and we don't dive deep into that in this program, but literally the neurotransmitters, the chemicals that are being released, literally on a split second can shift. That's why when they say when you're upset, if you just even so much as smile, it shifts you. And that's how quickly we can control our lives, our reality.
Can I say really quick, since we've done that, I now feel an excitement about, because this will probably pop up a time or two in the next few weeks, but I actually feel excitement about picturing that again.
Yay!
So now there's a different feeling of like, it's not an anxious feeling, it's like an excitement feeling, like I kind of almost look forward to doing it again.
And they're actually flip sides of the same coin. literally. And so congratulations, Christy. Thank you so much for being our demo. And yeah, we're so proud of you. And yes, feel excited about doing it again, because as Billy said, life happens. And being in this place now, though, allows you to tap into your unconscious mind, which has the resources. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.